You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Our theme for February is Arise and Shine Through Good Works. Very soon, by close of day today, we'll have the theme art so that we can all share on our profiles to the glory of God as we focus on scripture for the theme. Now, today, the monthly theme is Arise and Shine Through Good Works, and it's from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Today, the first Monday, blessed Monday, that's the first week in February, the first Monday, it's a blessed Monday. From Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, which is our main scripture today, we read, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid." So that is to say that a city, when you have a city which is set on a hill, for those who are in Ghana, you see the towns on some hilltops. There's a town on Kwewu, whether Kwewu, Ekropon, Ebri, even when you go to Volta. There are towns which are on hilltops. And except they are covered probably by other objects or such as trees or something, it is very difficult to not see those towns on a hill. And here scripture says that just like a city cannot be hid, a city on a hill cannot be hid, in the same way you are the light of the world. So what is saying is that it's not about you trying to be, whether you like it or not, just like a city set on a hill must be seen, you by identity are the light of the world, and so you'll be seen. I remember back in secondary school, sometimes things would happen and you can hear someone pass a statement, "Oh, you think we don't watch you, eh? Or you think we don't observe you. Every time you say you are going to SU and coming, you think," and as a matter of fact, the least thing people will cry out that, "Aren't you a believer? Aren't you a believer? Aren't you the one who's supposed to be setting an example for us, for the rest of us to see?" So, your identity as a child of God and as a servant of God, a minister, whether you like it or not, everybody is looking at you. You cannot hide. You cannot hide. But then, what kind of light are you going to shine? Believers are blessed to be light in a dark world. It's a blessing. We are blessed. Good works are the visible expression of that inner light. The light of God in us is expressed through good works. So if you express bad works, then you have to check the light very well. You are not connecting somewhere properly. There's a disconnect somewhere. And you need to get back, put yourself in shape, get into the presence of God, come back to God, and then gets things aright, gets back to the word of God, because the expression of the word of God is through our good works. I'll say it one more time. The expression of God's word in our lives is through good works. And that is whether the good works is through your speech, through your actions, everything coming out, it must be good works. Jesus went about doing good. He was filled with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good. So we cannot say that we are blessed. To be blessed is like to be anointed. That means to be filled by the Holy Spirit, to have God's blessing, that Abrahamic blessing, is come upon us, the Gentiles, through Jesus Christ, you know, from Galatians. And who is that blessing? That blessing is the Holy Spirit in us. Ye have an unction and ye know all things. You have the anointing. Who is that anointing? The Holy Spirit, and you know all things. So he teaches you. And like today, the Lord is teaching us his word, that we must reflect all the light of God through good works. Let's remember that we have a Rise conference coming up, and we are going to learn more about some of these things. As yesterday, we learned about relevance at Family Praise. The month of February will be a beautiful month where we express God's glory through good works. Now, this blessed Monday, our first prayer topic is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. We are praying, Father in heaven, remove every covering and let my light be visible in my home, my church, and community, in Jesus' name. So all around us, in my home, in my church, and in my community, and at my workplace, all these places, Lord, remove every covering and let your light through me be visible in all these places. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer, Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, that he may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. We are praying that, Father in heaven, make my life blameless and shining even in a crooked generation, in Jesus' name. The prayer is on your screens. Lift up your voice and with the scripture begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that we be blameless and harmless, as children of God, sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, in the midst of a crooked generation, a perverse generation. Lord, and crooked generation, Lord, within this generation, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to live lives which are blameless and shining. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are moving to our last prayer. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. We are praying, Father in heaven, cause my walk with you to shine brighter every day through good works in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice right now as you see on your screens and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Cause my walk with you to shine brighter every day through good works.
In the name of Jesus, we give God praise. We give God praise. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, we invite you to do so. Jesus is the only way, and he's the only truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Through Jesus, you can have everlasting life. He's the only standard. When you go by the principles of Christ Jesus, there's no law against you, according to Paul. And he is the way. There's no way you can connect back to our Father in heaven without going through his dear Son, who he gave to be crucified, dying, and yet on the third day rising up again in victory. And today he makes intercession for us, living forever, living, and is the creator and possessor of the heavens and the earth. Just say this short prayer after me, and the Lord Jesus from today will be your Lord. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day. Please have mercy upon me, for I am just a mere sinner, and I surely cannot save myself. Please forgive me of all my sins. And Lord, please, from this day, be my Lord and be my King. Be my Savior, oh Lord. Save me and grant me the power of your Holy Spirit to live a life that is pleasing unto you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. We want to thank the Lord for granting us grace to shine as light. It's through his death and resurrection that we have the opportunity to shine Christ. We want to sing this song in praise to our God. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah to the one who died and conquered all.
It's a very simple song.
Hallelujah to the one who died and conquered all.
Lift your voice and sing it with me. Hallelujah.
The one who died
service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.